My eye has never seen itself this situation. That mashallah, from children from the young age to what age I can see in front of me, the multitudes of people that are present here. And I ask you a question. Ask you one question here. That why are you all collected here? What is it that has brought you here? And I'm thinking myself that how people, so many people have come together, they are sitting here calmly, attentively. What is the reason for this? What is the reason for this? Are we doing some business? Are we doing some trade? Or, for example, Qadi Sahib, he came and mashallah he recited. So I'm trying to see here, what is the reason? What is the factor here? Why are we sitting here? What have we come to get? What have we come to attain? Who have you come to ask from? What is the purpose of us coming together tonight? Why so many brothers in one place? And in this gathering, I would like to say that Allah is Khalil. He is Khabir and Basir, and He knows what is our intention. He knows, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that I know what is within you, in your minds, in your hearts. I am Khabir and Basir. And Allah says, if you look in the history, from the beginning of time till now and to the future, Allah says you cannot hide anything from Allah. Nothing in the oceans, in the seas, in the depths can hide anything from Allah. Rather, it is there in history. And if the history is there and the present is here and the future also will occur. And Allah Ta'ala says you cannot hide nothing. Even if you go down below the crust of the earth, go down mile upon mile upon mile within the rocks, and there's an ant there and it is thinking something, Allah Ta'ala says, I even know what that ant is thinking at that time. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says, this is the extent. There's nothing that is hidden from me. Nothing is hidden from me. Nothing is away from my knowledge at all. And Allah Ta'ala says that we do ibadah, but there is nafs, the desires and the shaitan, which is always running after us. Always running after us and trying to destroy us. And these two things, the enemies of the nafs and the shaitan, are always there to try to destroy us. And I would like to say, with apologies, because I look at myself first, because I'm in this position that I'm speaking to myself, I'm not speaking or trying to give direction to anybody else. Because I don't know how to speak, I am surrounded by sin, I am not capable of saying anything to anybody. And I need to ask Allah Ta'ala for the mountains of forgiveness, for the weight of forgiveness. I try to save myself, I'm not aware that I'm capable of sitting and speaking. If I'm in this scenario, and nafs and shaitan, it doesn't even allow us to succeed. It surrounds us, the nafs and the shaitan. And every moment, every hour, every second, we are in that position. The nafs and shaitan, they are very fast taking us towards the grave, towards the destruction, towards the death. And there are many times like this, that there are places where we sit and we don't know if we're sitting there what is going to happen. What is it that will give us success at that time? We are not sure at that time what will happen. Do we know what we can do? Are we aware that we are capable of? Apart from the biggest things, we can see nothing else in our actions. And we don't even get the time to reflect and think. And we think that we are perfect and that we are good. Allah Ta'ala says that this is not the situation. That there's sin around us and there's vice around us. Allah is so Kareem. Allah is so Kareem, so merciful. So Raham, so much mercy upon His servants. Today, we are sitting here in this gathering. And Allah Ta'ala is so merciful that we spend our time in sin, in vice, in waste of time activities. But Allah is so Kareem that today He has given us this opportunity to sit here. Allahu Akbar, Allah is so merciful. He's so merciful. He's given us this opportunity that we are sitting here in this gathering. If I ask that same question now to everybody, and I say that let's look within ourselves, let's think that we are all in this dunya, we are all living and we are dependent, we are in need, we are fakirs. We have come to get, we don't know what we have come to attain. What would Allah Ta'ala give to us? We don't even know what Allah Ta'ala will give to us. Why has Allah Ta'ala called us here? Why? What does Allah Ta'ala want to give us? Our Rabb wants to give us one thing. One thing. Allah Ta'ala says that save yourself from the punishment. Save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala says we cannot leave this dunya in the way that we are at the moment. We cannot depart the world in the condition that we are in. And if we do not take ourselves to that position where we have got our sins forgiven, and that's what we have to do. Like I said earlier, rahmah, mercy. We all want Allah Ta'ala, all of us want Allah Ta'ala's mercy. All of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of mercy. And Allah Ta'ala invites us to His doors of mercy, to His rahmah, to His mercy. This is what Allah Ta'ala does. Allah Ta'ala opens His doors of mercy to us, and I'm trying to present this case to you, and I'm hopeful that inshallah we will take benefit of this opportunity. That if I ask a child who's 6 years old sitting here, why have you come here to this gathering? Why? What is the reason? Ask any child here. Anybody, not me, don't ask me, any child who's here, 6 years old, why have you come? He'll say, Hazrat Sahib, I've come to do the dhikr of Allah. We've come to remember Allah Ta'ala. Our Rabb knows our haqeeqat. Allah Ta'ala says, I know that after 3 days, maybe you will pass away. On somebody's pushed, maybe it's written on his forehead that only a few breaths you have got left in your life. Sayyid Asghar Ali Shah Sahib, a person who lives in Tooting Masjid, he goes to pray salah. I'm talking about yesterday when the name was written that you are going to go dhikr, and people were writing their names down on the list. Who is going to go to the dhikr? Then the caretaker of the masjid who gives adhan, Shah Sahib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give his mercies to him. He ran to the masjid. He said, I want to go to the dhikr of Allah. Put my name down. Put my name down. And this is what's come to me, the news. Maulana Sahib is sitting here. He is witness of this. He is witness of this sin. I'm telling you the reality of life, that forget the deception of the dunya, my friends. Forget the deception of dunya. Don't think you live for 40 years or 20 years. I'm speaking about today to you. I'm speaking about today. That how precious was it for you to come here today? That you haven't come, you have been sent here. Understand the point. Try to understand the point. We have been sent here. You haven't come for me. You haven't come for me. You haven't come to eat. You haven't come for the masjid. You have come here yourself. Allah Ta'ala has been merciful to each and every one of us to send us here. Allah Ta'ala has been merciful to us. Allah Ta'ala has been merciful to each and every one of us. Not as a group. Bow down your heads and start to count your sins. Start to count your sins and look at your condition. Look at the recitation of your Quran. Look at your Hajj. Look at your Umrahs. Look at your speeches. And open your doors, the doors of your heart, and look inside. And if you can see here today is the doors have opened for the acceptance of the was. Can anybody say today that I will be forgiven here today and I will depart forgiven? Very, very big deception if we think that there are hurdles and barriers before you can get your ibadah accepted. It is not simple. One sajda to make it accepted is very hard. This is Allah's rahmah. This is Allah's mercy. This is Allah's mercy. This is Allah's mercy upon us if we will be forgiven. We pray, we think we do deeds, and we will continue to do so. Why? Because this is our duty. This is our function. But these aren't those deeds that tomorrow we can present them to Allah. Allah, we've come. These are deeds. Give, take them, Allah, and give us paradise. Allahu Akbar. We think it's that easy? Nobody can think like this. Nobody can think like this. What salah have I got? What prostration? What Quran? Which speech are we talking about? Keep on doing, keep on doing, keep on doing, keep practicing, keep practicing, keep practicing. But wait for the rahmah of Allah so that He can accept our deeds. My friends, wrap all your deeds up and put them to the side. wrap up your deeds and put them to the side. And we have to do the deeds because Allah Ta'ala has ordered us. Nobody can say that our deeds are accepted and guaranteed. No, don't say I will just try. I will trade Shah Sahib. He wrote his down, name down, Shah Asghar Ali Shah Sahib, from Tooting, South London. And he went to the masjid yesterday morning, Fajr. Fajr time, he opened the door of the masjid. He came to the masjid. He gave the azan. He prayed the two sunnah for Fajr. He went in the prostration and he passed away. Allahu Akbar, isn't this what happened? Tell me, my brothers. Is this what we've heard? Yes. Where has he gone? Where's he gone? So me and you, are our lives very great? Are our lives very great? Have we got the guarantee? Think. Keep on putting the colour on your beards. Keep on putting the colour on your beards. Hide the white hairs as much as you can. But who are you trying to hide your life from? Who are you trying to hide your life from? We are that who has arrived here now. And we have to go further than this. Don't look back. Don't try to go backwards, my friends. Let's go forwards. Let's go forwards. So as I was saying in the beginning, why are we all here? What is the reason we are here? Why is the six-year-old here through to the old man? If I ask everyone, why are we here? Yesterday, Asghar Ali Shah Sahib went, and today somebody else goes, and tomorrow somebody else will go. Why are we collected it today? Allah Ta'ala put into our hearts the go to the dhikr. We got these three thoughts? Have we got these three thoughts? Tell me the answer. Have you got these three thoughts or these three conditions here? Is this why we've come? Isn't this why we've come? Don't you have this feeling? You are? Then listen to me. As Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, what does he say? What does he say? As Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the lover of the dhikr, the lover of the remembrance of Allah, great status sahabi, great status sahabi. These are ma'roof hadith, famous hadith. We read these hadith every day. We read these hadith, we hear these hadith. Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam presents to us the sketch of this hadith. So the sahaba present, I present the sketch of this hadith, sorry. Rasulullah is speaking to his companions. And I present to you the summary, the framework, sketch of this hadith. The sahaba ikram are sitting there, the blessed companions, and Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates this hadith. And the Prophet, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh my blessed companions, oh my companions, who on the day of judgment, this qawm, what condition will the qawm be on the day of judgment?" Allahu Akbar. Al-qari'atu mal-qari'ah wa ma adaraka mal-qari'ah yawma yakunu nasu kal-farashil mabthuth. Qiyamah, the day of judgment, it will come. Remember, my friends, we think Qiyamah's not going to come. Qiyamah will come. Shah Sahib, he has reached closer to Qiyamah, who passed yesterday, passed away. We are still on that journey. We are waiting for the bus. Forget the bus. When you're standing at the bus stop, you're waiting for the train. But the Qiyamah is closer to us than the train and the bus. My Prophet, my Master, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, Qiyamah is close. Qiyamah is close. Qiyamah on the day of judgment. You hear about this from the scholars. What will be the condition of the people on the day of judgment? The moon and the stars, this dunya. Look at the dunya. Look at the world around us. What will happen on that day of Qiyamah? On the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there will be the members of precious pearls. What will be the condition? That every man will be drowned in his sweat and he'll be waiting. When will Allah Ta'ala's decision come? When will Allah Ta'ala's decision come? And this is going to happen to us. Be ready. Be ready. This is about to occur. This will occur. Remember this. Al-qari'atu mal-qari'ah wa ma adaraka mal-qari'ah. The Quran, read it. Remember this. What is the Quran? You cannot understand. Allah Ta'ala says, Quran says this will come. Al-qari'atu mal-qari'ah wa ma adaraka mal-qari'ah. The day of judgment most definitely will come. And for every one of us it will come. And in such a condition that there will be the mahrabs of motis, of precious pearls. There will be people sitting on the thrones of their jewelry. And their faces will be glittering, glowing like the moon on the 14th night. Like the sun radiance. And Allah's Nabi says, on the day of judgment, there will be such people sitting like this. Don't think that they are the prophets. Don't think they are the siddiqeen. Oh, Rasulullah SAW. Who will be those people? Rasulullah SAW said, these are those people who, in the love of Allah Ta'ala, who due to the love of their Lord of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, from different families, from different tribes, from different areas, they got up and they came and they gathered and they did my dhikr for the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Oh, glad tidings, O Ummati Muhammadiyah, and O brothers who have come here. O Ummati, O brothers, glad tidings. The first glad tiding to you, good news, is that you are those who love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The hadith has proven this. That whenever, wherever you gather together for the dhikr of Allah, for Allah ta'ala's remembrance, the hadith states only that person can get together, will come together who has the love for Allah in his heart. And only that person will have the hatred for the dhikr in his heart who hates Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is the proof from the hadith. Who has rejection and negligence. And so, my friends, the first glad tiding and good news for all of you, Mubarak, congratulations, that you are those who love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Yes, I can say this. So, these will be those people who come together for the dhikr of Allah on the day of judgment, on the day of qiyamah. This will be the maqam, the status. They will be sitting on the thrones of jewelry, of precious pearls and diamonds and gold and silver. And remember, alhamdulillah, every word of Rasulullah is truth. And we are sitting here for that reason. And inshallah, we'll be gathered on the day of judgment in the same way. Why? Allah Ta'ala called us here. This is why Allah called you. Forget looking at your sins. Because I said Allah's rahmah, mercy is raining down. Allah says rahmah, mercy overwhelms the ghazab, the punishment and the wrath. And I'm speaking in the way that Rasulullah spoke to his sahaba. Allah Ta'ala says that you were in that condition before you came. Maybe the ghazab of Allah was wrapped around you. Maybe you were doing sins and you thought Allah couldn't see you or hear you. Allah says, I know every condition of yours, that what sins you do. Allah says, I know the ant which is 20, 30 miles below the crust of the earth. And before you came the masjid, which sins you are immersed in, immodesty and haram, my wrath, my punishment was about to come over you. But I said, order, O mercy, overwhelm the wrath, the punishment, and come to these believers. So Allah Ta'ala saved us from the ghazab, from the punishment, and all of those sins we had, and we are sitting down. Allah has given such a great glad tidings that on the day of judgment, on the Rawza Qiyamah, you will rise in the way that you are sitting here with the glad tidings of the dhikr and the nur and the radiance. As Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu, they said that we bear witness. This is the words of hadith. They say we bear witness that we have heard this. Sami'ata Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We heard, we bear witness, we bear witness. What a great hadith that both sahaba are mentioning here. That whenever any jama, whenever any group, for the dhikr of Allah, they gather together. This is why we are together, aren't we? I'll ask you in the beginning, why are you here today? Why is the 6-year-old, the 20-year-old, the 40-year-old, the 60-year-old here? When a group of Muslims, believers, gather together for the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then Allah says thousands and millions and billions of angels surround them from all corners. And the rahmah, the mercy of Allah descends upon those angels, upon that gathering. And sakina and peace and satisfaction and contentment is descending onto their hearts. And Allah Ta'ala says, my beloved angels come and watch you. And this is happening with you now or not? Tell me. The shaitan and nafs says, no, you're a sinner. Forget this, I tell you. Forget this. Take hold of and embrace and accept Allah Ta'ala's good news and glad tidings and Mubarak message. Allah, you've called us here despite all of our sins. So we are sitting here. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi said, what is sakina? What is contentment? This is a very lengthy discussion. It may go longer, but sakina, understand this, the first step is that the angels surround us. Then sakina descends into the hearts of all of you. And sakina is like a cocktail. It is spirituality. It is enlightenment. It is rahmah, mercy, fadl, bounty. All of good, the goodness of Allah Ta'ala that He gives, collect them together. A cocktail of goodness and bounty and benefit and contentment and satisfaction. And Allah Ta'ala allows that cocktail to immerse into our hearts. Amazing, amazing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He appointed a group of the angels. The group of the angels, a group of the angels has been gathered and collected. And Allah ta'ala said to them, your job is to gather, to wander, to journey, to travel and look in the world. Where are those people who are doing my dhikr? Go and look at them. Millions and millions and hundreds of millions and billions of angels, they wander around the world and they come to Zakaria Masjid and Bolton. And one angel from heaven, he says, oh, look, I can see the light from far away. Come, come. He shouts out. And all of the angels were looking for people to Zakaria in the world. And this is the words of the hadith, that so many angels surround the gathering that between the heavens and the earth, every inch, square inch is full of the angels. You think you are sitting here? You think you're sitting here between the heavens and the earth? My brothers, so much the heavens and the earth fill up with Allah Ta'ala's angels. You cannot count the angels. You cannot count the angels. 70 million angels, they do tawaf until the day of judgment of the Baytul Mamur, and they keep on swapping every day, the shifts. The Mufassirin, the commentators said there are so many angels that the heavens, it starts to screech out due to the requirement, the demand of the angels. So many angels have descended. So many angels have descended, and they are sitting with us today, surrounding us. They will do dhikr with us today. They will be included in this gathering. And after being included in this gathering, when alhamdulillah, what will be the status of this gathering? When this gathering ends, those angels will ascend. They will go back to the heavens. They will go back to Allah Ta'ala's court. And look at the dialogue of Allah. What a beautiful, beloved dialogue. When these angels who came to this gathering will go back, Allah will say, where have you come from? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala, does He not know? Allah Ta'ala knows everything. But He has so much love with His servants that Allah Ta'ala wants to speak about His servants with the angels who've come back from the gathering. Allah asks them, where have you come from? They say, Allah, we've come from here. This person, son of this person, everyone is named. Allah Ta'ala listens to every name of every person in this gathering. This person, son of this person, this person, son of this person. These people, they were doing your dhikr, Allah, they were doing tasbih, they were praising you, Allah, they were immersed, they were enjoying your dhikr. Allah says, acha, okay. Is this the so? Is this so? Did they see me? Angels say, Allah, no, they didn't see you, Allah. They were doing your dhikr without seeing you. And Allah says, if they saw me, then the angel said, Allah, if they'd seen you, they would be so beloved and in love with you that we cannot say what would be their condition. And this good glad tiding, congratulations, is for who? For this gathering, I'm telling you. Such a great gathering, such a great glad tiding, good news, Mubarak. Allah said, listen. Listen, beautiful words from Allah. Allah says, my angels, and how many millions of angels saw this gathering? Allah says, I make you my witness, O angels. I make you my witness. Become witnesses for the fact that I've forgiven everyone in this gathering. Every single person. So are we not successful? Have you got any doubt in your hearts? If you've got doubt in your hearts, you cannot be a mu'min. If you've got doubt in your heart, you cannot be a mu'min. Don't think that what condition I came in, Allah Ta'ala says, I've forgiven you. To which extent? Allah says, I make you the witness, O angels. And a thought has just come to my mind and heart. And inshallah, if the answer comes to the question, I'll tell you. Why has Allah Ta'ala made the angels a witness? Why? You have to think about this. Why did Allah Ta'ala make them the witness that they will be present to Allah? Imam Razi rahmatullah alayhi gives the answer to this. The Mufassirin have said that four witnesses Allah Ta'ala has made for every individual sitting here. The angels, Ummat-e Muhammadiyya, the Malaik, and your own consciousness. Aren't these the four witnesses? Yes, Imam Razi rahmatullah says. Now, what's the condition here? Why are these witnesses? Inshallah, you will see the rahmat, the mercy of Allah will show you another thing. It's come to my heart. Why has Allah Ta'ala made these angels witnesses? And millions and billions of angels. Have you ever seen? Look at the rule of the world. That when in the court of a judge and a case is presented, the stronger the witnesses, then that case becomes strengthened, doesn't it? It becomes more weighty. So Allah Paak, Allah Ta'ala has made the angels who came here today and witnessed our gathering, He made them a witness so that when our dhikr and our deeds are presented on the day of judgment, we'll have more witnesses to back up our case, our deeds, and our deeds will be accepted. Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy. How merciful He is that one angel, from Him being a witness, how much our deeds will be elevated and strengthened. When there's thousands and millions of angels standing there as witnesses for our deeds, then how weighty and strong our deeds will become. Allah does not need to be the witness to our deeds. It's we who need the angels as the witness. Is it not correct? This is what is called. Allah Ta'ala is so merciful that He has even prepared this. Allah says, you will do one action and I will give you in the numbers of millions of rewards due to the witness. So are you going to take these rewards or not? Will you be benefited or not? Has your tiredness evaporated or not? MashaAllah. Such a great deed you are doing. Such a great deed. SubhanAllah. I will say this, subhanAllah. So, hadith are coming into my mind and I'm just mentioning them to you. The Holy Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting with the group of the companions, or he was walking past the group of companions, and imagine this now, in midst of imaginable things. We are also a jama'ah, just like Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, maybe. He walked past there. We could have the same effect on this gathering. So, he saw a group. He went close to them of his companions, said, what are you doing? To his noble sahaba. They said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're doing the dhikr of Allah. We are remembering Allah. MashaAllah. We are remembering Allah. We're not doing anything else, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're just doing Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. Listen to the answer. For the sake of Allah, you're doing dhikr of Allah? By Allah, you're doing the dhikr of Allah? MashaAllah. So Allah Ta'ala says, you are doing, the Prophet Muhammad says, you are doing dhikr of Allah? By Allah, Allah Ta'ala ordered me. Allah Ta'ala ordered me to come to this gathering and to sit with this gathering of my Sahaba who are doing dhikr of Allah. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah said that why is Allah Ta'ala proud of this gathering? Allah is proud of this gathering. Not because you're doing dhikr, because Allah Ta'ala says the angels surrounded you. The shaitan had run after you. Your desires had run after you. They were released upon you. The shahawat, the passions of the dunya were released upon you. Your wife and children, they had their needs and you had to fulfill their needs in the dunya. But you left them today and you ran to Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. Subhanallah, we are so weak. One wife or somebody in a family gives us a push from behind and we sit down. We have the mountains of passions and shahwat. Allah says, I'm proud of you. And I told my angels this, I'm proud of you. Not because you're sitting here for dhikr, because you broke all the hurdles. You jumped over all the hurdles and broke all the barriers and reached to my gathering of dhikr. Otherwise, you could be doing hundreds of other things on this day. Another hadith, and inshallah, we will succeed with this hadith. One angel at this moment in time has stood up. I'm speaking according to the hadith. One angel at this moment in time has stood up, and he's so powerful an angel, west to east, north to south. There's no power in the universe that cannot hear this voice of this angel. Allah Ta'ala has appointed this angel for this task, for this hujum, for this gathering. The angel has stood and he is making announcements, he's making i'lans, he's calling out. Munadi, he says, oh, for the sake of Allah's pleasure. These are the words of the deed. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, gather together, oh you people who have gathered and doing the dhikr of Allah. Congratulations to you, Mubarak, you have been forgiven. All of your sins have been evaporated and transferred into good deeds. Wallah, we are forgiven. Subhanallah, we are forgiven. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar, we are all forgiven. I said, forget your sins, my friends. Forget your sins. You may have done thousands of sins, millions of sins. Allah has accepted your tawbah. I swear by Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, all the brothers who are sitting here now, all of the brothers, all the mothers and daughters who are listening in the whole world, this majlis is being heard in the world, globally. The commentary, people are listening. Alhamdulillah, they are with this gathering and the reward of this gathering has reached them. This alan has reached to them. They are forgiven. Their sins have been forgiven. Their sins have been forgiven. I guarantee you. Allah's rahmah is so great. We are those people that Allah Ta'ala's ghazab was about to descend on us. Is the ghazab not coming on to us? Allah is basir, is he not? Allah is listening. Allah Ta'ala listens to the person who reads the hajjud and listens to the person who also listens to music. Allah is watching the alcoholic. Allah is watching you as well sitting here. Allah Akbar, this happens, my friends. This happens. Allah Ta'ala says, I look at the people who listen to waste of time announcements and things on by their ears, and Allah Ta'ala listens to those people who read the Quran. Allah Ta'ala watches the people who waste time, and Allah Ta'ala also looks at those people who leave their homes for tabligh. Allah looks at them as well. Allah also watches them. So how can there be the same darkness and light? Can there be the same? Allah says, I look far, I look near. I look at the people who waste their time and who are doing beneficial things at this time. Allah says, we could have been immersed in the ghazab and the wrath. Look at the world of Muslims around us today. Insan, do we consider a human being as a human being? Allah, such a maqam has become in the world today that we are worse than animals. Animals are embarrassed when they look at us. Even the animals are ashamed today at the actions of the Muslims. And this is called the Ghazab al-Wallah. Congratulations to the Muslims of England. They live in the Western world, oh Muslims, people who come here, that Allah Ta'ala has given us a chance that I will give you my rahmah before I give my ghazab. I will give you the mercy. Such a big success we have got today. Allahu Akbar. That Allah Ta'ala has given us. He has saved us from ghazab. What azab was about to descend upon us. The punishment, the wrath of Allah. Allah could have destroyed our children, our wealth, our rizq. We could have been immersed in fraud and cheating and haram. Allah could have sent people to our homes. They stood up and killed our people. Everything is possible with the ghazab. The punishment of my son, your son, anyone's son could have been destroyed. But Allah Ta'ala's ghazab and wrath can descend at any time. But Allah has given us a chance. Before that, Allah Ta'ala said, I want to see you, give you a chance with my rahmah and mercy. Allah gave us His rahmah, His mercy for one thing. Allah Ta'ala said that this is the sign, that there's no other hadith that gives us a sign. There's no way we can attain forgiveness for only this reason we have come today, for Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Tell me, is there any third thing? Tell me. I take my words back if I'm wrong. There's no other reason for which we are gathered here today apart from remembering Allah, to attain Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, only for dhikr of Allah. If you came in to see me, I can only be the shaykh if there's dhikr here. Otherwise, what am I going to be doing here for? So subhanallah, our sins Allah Ta'ala has forgiven, Allah Ta'ala has elevated our hasanat, our sins have been forgiven, then one thing do definitely in the court of Allah Ta'ala's mercy, promise that after today, most definitely today our sins have been forgiven, but once we leave this masjid, we inshallah will leave the sins we promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 5 times salah, do not leave it. Doesn't matter what happens, Allah Ta'ala says that accept my ahsan and favors. Look at the ghazab and the azab of Allah. And look at Allah Ta'ala's mercy. And look and bow down and look inside yourselves. And make one promise that you will never lie after today. Make a promise that you will never lie after today. The hadith in Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sahaba, that Allah Ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the coward, can a Muslim be a coward? The sahabi asked Rasulullah, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can a Muslim be a coward? Yes, he can be. Can a Muslim be a miser? Rasulullah said, yes, he can be a miser. He can be stingy. The sahaba asked, and Rasulullah said, a Muslim can be a coward. He can be miserly, but he can never be a liar. He can never be a liar. In front of us, lying is such a small sin. We think it's insignificant. But Rasulullah said, if you want to leave any sin out of all the sins, then leave one sin first, which is the lying. Is this hard? It's not hard for a mu'min. Hard for a mu'min is to do tawakkal on Allah. Who should we do tawakkal on? Upon Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So if you lie, ask yourself, I lie, this is the benefit. And if I speak the truth, this is the loss. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. I leave it to Allah. If I lie, this will be the benefit. If I speak the truth, this will be the loss. And say, I leave it to Allah. Allah, I will not lie. And see what loss I get. After a few moments, look at the reward of the truth that you will get. Look at the reward of the truth that you will get. Lying. So leave lying. Number 2, never leave salah. Never leave salah. This is the great ni'mah from the ni'mahs of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Remember this. In every condition you have to pray salah. In every condition you have to pray salah. If you are ill, you have to pray. From here today start. From this deal. That if you can't pray in the beginning, then after leaving your workplace, you come home, then read the 5 times salah before you go into your mattress at night time. Start from that. If you can't pray at the times 5 times, then at least make up the debt before you go to sleep so easily. Inshallah, within few days, you will be that individual who prays salah in jama'ah, in the masjid. Because Allah Ta'ala's rahmah pulls a person. If you make this promise today, that, oh yaar, I can't read the salah at my shop, I drive a taxi, it's too hard. Then make a promise, Allah will pray the 5 times salah together before I go to sleep. Start your actions from here. At least do this, that you are reading salah. So will you do this, my brothers? Raise your hands at least to show your hands that you will do this. Ah, subhanallah. Subhanallah. Okay, now we've made that deal. Very easy, isn't it? I'm telling you the easy solutions. I'm not talking about Sharia. I'm talking about the easy action for those people who want to transform themselves, to do the islah and rectification based on what the Sufiyun say. Well, this is a Sufi discussion here. I'm not talking on hardness of Sharia. So if you can't pray 5 separate times in a day, then make the step 1 practice that 5 times salah, I will pray, make up the debt before I go to sleep in the night, and see inshallah how the salah pulls you to the masjid one by one at the right time in congregation today. Am I right? So first, don't lie. Second promise you must make before you leave the gathering today, pray salah. Allah, I will pray salah. And third promise I will ask you, we have to do tawbah collectively so that Allah will be more proud. Like I said in the beginning, 30 minutes ago, that when we are sitting here now today, Allah is proud of us. And when one Muslim does tawbah, what happens? When one Muslim does tawbah, Allah says, Allah, become razi with me, Allah, forgive me. Then in the heavens, there's so much rejoicing, like it is Eid day. Like on the Eid day, there's rejoicing and celebration that today, one servant of Allah, he has made the friendship with Allah. He is pleased with Allah, and Allah is pleased with him. Allah's servant is pleased with Allah, and the angels start to rejoice. That if today, all of this gathering, all the brothers sitting here, stands up and does true tawbah, then what will be the condition of the angels, with the angels in the heavens? And with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, my brother Shah Sa passed away yesterday, but there's no guarantee for me. Maybe I will die before the sajda tomorrow. So if I die with the tawbah of repentance, all of my previous sins forgiven, and direct you will go to paradise. Direct into paradise. MashaAllah, the good news has been given. So I give you the good tiding, and I tell you, let's go towards dhikr now. Okay? Let's go towards the dhikr of Allah. This is a collective tawbah, collective repentance, and this is the tawbah of the chain of the Naqshbandi sheikhs. And after this tawbah, all of those individuals sitting here will be included in the chain of the Naqshbandi sheikhs, the Naqshbandi chain, and will stand under the flag, the standard of Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, the greatest sahabi, the most beloved sahabi, the most beloved sahabi, and close to Rasulullah s.a.w. And if you, do you want to be standing under his standard, his flag on the Day of Judgment? Do you want to do tawbah according to the Naqshbandi tariqah as taught by our pious predecessors? Raise your hands then if you want to do that. Good. Then if you do tawbah, I will give you dhikr, which is Naqshbandi dhikr. And your life will transform. It will revolutionize. The dirt evaporates from within, not from outside. When you have a shower, a bath, you put on the soap, your life will not change. After a few moments, the sweat will come again and you will smell again. But inside, if 1% you transform and you change yourself and you stop lying, the angels smell your fragrance. My friends, the fragrance comes from within, not from outside. Doesn't matter if you put on layers of aftershave and deodorant and antiperspiration, but if you transform yourself from within and do tawbah from within, like this, like this, like this, the fragrance will come from within you. But if you don't think about your sins, you don't think you want to leave your sins, you don't want to do tawbah, don't worry about that. Now I've explained that to you. Just remember Allah. Just do dhikr of Allah. Recite His name. Those brothers who want to do this, who want to do tawbah and learn dhikr of Allah, alhamdulillah, now, right here now, we can say this collectively. Are you all ready? Are you all ready? MashaAllah, recite the Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallim. Recite the Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sallim. The whole gathering, read these kalamats together with me. MashaAllah, Tawbah, congratulations. This is Surah Mumtahinna in the Quran. If you go and look in Surah Mumtahinna where Allah Ta'ala says, "Oh my blessed Nabi, I will send to you the believing women and the men, and you will conduct their tawbah, their repentance." Is this not what the Quran says? And this is what you've just done now, which is recited, which is revealed in Surah Mumtahinna. Look, mashallah, the ulama sitting in the scholars, and I am the dust on the slippers. And these are the ulama kiram, the true scholars, the great scholars. I am just doing the nakal, imitating them. So this is what the point is, that a person came to Rasulullah ﷺ, or a person came to this alim, did the person come to you to ask your tawbah? And did Allah Ta'ala not say this in the Quran, that, "O Nabi, when the people come to you, the believing women and men, and they ask you to do tawbah, then did Rasulullah don't accept it and do and give the conditions to them?" And then Rasulullah did dua for them. So Allah says, "O person, O teacher, when the person from the dunya came and asked you to do tawbah for him, or conduct his tawbah, repentance, did you tell him the conditions?" And then after that, in Medina Sharif, when the sahaba came, Rasulullah's blessed hands rose, and he did dua for those people who did the tawbah. So Allah says in the Quran, subhanallah, that, "O Nabi of Allah, when the believing women and men came and they did tawbah, they rejected their sins, and Rasulullah raised his hands. And he raised his hands, and he said, 'Allah, forgive them.'" So Allah says that today, these servants have come, and we are doing tawbah, and I've told you to leave the sins, and the people you, mashallah, have forgiven, you have promised to leave them. Allah says, "I am your Rabb, I am your Lord. I don't just forgive you, I'm Wallahu Ghafoorur Rahim. I will forgive your sins and transfer them into good deeds." What a great bargain. What a great deal. Was it good for you to come? Was it beneficial? Have you got a new life? I ask you, have you got a new life now? A new lease of life? Now learn a bit of dhikr. What is the dhikr we will do? This is Naqshbandi Silsila dhikr. No trying hard, no hard work. We will do dhikr. We will do this now. This is collective dhikr. Collective dhikr has its own color and benefit. And individual dhikr, Naqshbandi Silsila, has its own color and effect. So don't come into the doubts. The true Naqshbandi dhikr, what Naqshbandi teacher teaches, is dhikr of the heart. That every second you are doing the dhikr of Allah in your heart. Every moment you are giving tawajjah to Allah and focused on Allah, and you do the dhikr of Allah. And this is called maraqabah, meditation, focusing on Allah. How do you do this? Let me tell you the tariqah, the method, and we will do this. But you have to do this very easy. The shaitan will whisper to you, "Remember this every moment. Whenever you try to walk towards dhikr, and many scholars have this difficulty, and they get this more, the scholars, because the shaitan attacks them with fervor and zest. That's why an alim who is scholar gets shaitan whispering, and it's hard work for him. But the non-alim, it's easy for him to succeed in this path. The alims, you have to push them, you have to tap them on the back. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah, MashaAllah, our Qabireen went to Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi. And when our Qabireen, when our great scholars went to him, and subhanAllah, when they were successful in this path, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi, to listen to his Shaykh Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, he used to travel hundreds of miles, very far used to travel. And Hazrat Saharanpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he went to his Shaykh, he said, "Why have you come, oh my student?" He said, "I came to you, oh Haji Sahib, that I can listen to you and my heart will feel so good." And this is how the scholars fell in love with their teacher, Hazrat Haji Sahib. So scholars, we have to work harder with them, because it's harder for them, shaitan attacks them. I say, "Are you doing the dhikr?" "Oh, I'm doing the work of the hadith and the work of the Quran." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Oh my companions, shall I tell you a deed? Shall I not tell you such a deed which is so pure in the eyes of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which will elevate your deed so high?" And the Sahaba said, "Ya Rasulullah, please tell us which is the most pure of deeds, which will elevate your status so high. And if you spend gold and silver in the way of Allah, it is more precious than that. And if you fight in the way of Allah, is more precious than that with your enemies if you are against them." And the Rasulullah said that doing the dhikr of Allah, close your eyes, doesn't matter what field you're in, you tabligh, you're doing da'wah, you are doing commentary of Quran, muhaddithin, you are a teacher of hadith, and the ulama, the scholars, they stop doing the dhikr. Don't stop. Whichever field and subject of Islam you are progressing, the dhikr of Allah will strengthen that. It will nourish it. It will make it fertile. If you are doing tabligh work in your life and you learn dhikr of Allah and do that every day, then your work of the tabligh will be strengthened. Never stop your work of tabligh for the dhikr of Allah. Nothing stops. Don't stop your tafsir, Quran, your maamulat should not stop. Naqshbandi zikr is such, the mashayikh ikram, the qabireen, I've seen this, I've heard this, I've seen with my eyes. Before doing their work on the daily basis, they do dhikr, maraqbah, then when they go to madrasa, as a shaykhul hadith, first they do maraqbah 30 minutes, then he went to his madrasa, and the students say, "Ya Shaykh Hazrat, what words you are saying today? Which hadith you are doing tafsir today?" And mashallah, the chashma, the fountains gush forth from the heart of the teacher. A, he has the noor of the dhikr already. He has noor of hadith and Quran already in his heart. But when they do dhikr, then extra noor comes into the ilm. And salah, inshallah, such ma'arif, such fountains will come out of their hearts and their tongues that the students will be astonished. But the alim has no time today. It's not a bad thing. Alif, la, meem. Even if the alim, all year long, he's doing alif, la, meem, explaining. But make the ma'mool of your life. My brothers, listen to the tariq of dhikr. Do it regularly. Don't stop due to the whispering of shaitan, I'm telling you. Otherwise, shaitan will overwhelm you and he will win. So, shaitan will say, "Don't do dhikr, oh, it's bidah, it's innovation, you don't have time, you're wasting time." What should be your response to him? Doesn't matter what you say, I am going to do the dhikr of Allah. Inshallah, after a week, watch the noor and the light, the enlightenment descend onto your heart. Stick yourself to the dhikr. For every action, there needs to be istiqamat, regularity. Say, "It doesn't matter what happens, I'm going to do the dhikr, according to my capacity." What is the tariqah? What is the method? You have to close your eyes. You close your eyes and you concentrate on what? On your heart. Towards the heart you concentrate and you purify your mind of thoughts of the world and you don't move the tongue. I'm just making you practice it. You focus on the heart. Allah, Allah, Allah. With every beat of the heart you recite the name of Allah. The first whispering that will come into your mind, is this dhikr? Allah, 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 Allah. What kind of dhikr is this? Why don't you recite duas? Then subhanallah. It comes after that. You say, "You're not speaking from the mouth. You're not doing astaghfirullah. You're not saying subhanallah." What kind of dhikr is ikra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq? What was the first revelation? That recite, read the name of Allah. The ismi dhat, the name, the specific name of Allah is the greatest name with the weightiest weight with the burden. So we've come close to the gathering of dhikr. We are mashallah immersed in the noor, the light of dhikr. Allah Ta'ala's noor, His light, His fairs, His focus is descended upon us. So the promises that leave lying, read your salah and the fasting and the hajj that you have not done, you must overcome that and pay the debt. And inshallah, Allah Ta'ala says that everything, all your sins will be forgiven. So the farz you left, the salah, and the fasting and Hajj you should have done, you have to fulfill that, and then you make a promise that Allah, 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the evening, I promise I will do dhikr. Wherever there's a gathering of dhikr, I will do it. And close your eyes, you feel so nice that, mashallah, Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah said, whether you feel glad, goodness or not, benefit or not, you've got wudu or not, but sit and do the dhikr of Allah. My Hazrat Nur al-Marqad rahmatullah said, mashallah, and my Sheikh, mashallah, is a murid from, he studied in Saharanpur with Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadis, and he was a student of Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah. He was a student, a fellow student of Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadis, and Hazrat Saharanpur, he was his Sheikh. And my Hazrat Nur al-Maqda said that Hazrat Gangori rahmatullah came out of his hujra, his room, in the final days, and nobody could recognize him. Hazrat Rashid Ahmad Gangori came out, and he couldn't see clearly in his last days, his sight had left his sight. And Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadis, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya said, we were sitting outside, and my uncle Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas, and we said, yes Hazrat, we're sitting here. And Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gongi said, remember what I'm saying, whatever form, in whichever way, in whichever condition you do the dhikr of Allah, it will be accepted. And he went back into the room. I don't know if he had ilham, inspiration, or he had some message, he had inspiration, he came out, he said, however, whichever form you do the dhikr of Allah, whatever condition, you never leave the dhikr of Allah. Make a solid promise, mashallah, close your eyes, and what do you have to do? Just do Allah, 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 whether if you've got wudu or not, ablution or not, 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes in the evening, and then leave the rest to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. All day long, try to pay attention and focus on Allah. May Allah ta'ala give me and you the tawfiq. This is very, very beneficial. I'm very grateful you have come here from far away. Mashallah, due to you, I have attained so much benefit, and mashallah, you are forgiven, your lives are transformed. From tomorrow, be attention, and mashallah, we've got a duty, and inshallah, may promise you will not commit sins. Allah is merciful to us today. Allah has taken the punishment away from us. All of you do dua today. Allah, upon whom around us the ghazab was about to fall upon us, Allah, please save us and all the Muslims around the globe. Allah Ta'ala, may He send His mercy to them and take His ghazab away from them, and such a bahar and a spring and a beautiful fresh wind come to them, so all Muslims can come together in the world, so that collectively we can do tawbah and get rid of our sins. Ameen. Now let's do the dhikr of Allah. Get ready, I know you are tired. Inshallah, we'll not do too much, too long. We'll do a little bit of dhikr so we can get fresh. Listen to the method, this is collective dhikr. As I said, the main dhikr that I've taught to you is meditation in the heart. But first we'll do khatam al-khwajgan. Khatam al-khwajgan, I'll tell you the method, this is jahar dhikr. It is loud dhikr. We'll do that first to freshen ourselves. So I will recite and you will recite after me. I will say certain verses and you will recite. Allah says, I call out and the angels call out after me. So this is proven from the hadith and the pious predecessors. So we are in a gathering, and mashallah, you don't know many gatherings of Khatam Khwajgan. These are azim, great kalamats that will come out of your tongues. Don't forget this in this night. What night are you sitting? Do you know what night you're sitting? This is the night of Jummah. This is the Friday night, and this is why we get together on a Friday night. What a great night. When Allah Ta'ala wants to give, He gives just without asking. This is the night of Jummah. We are doing all of this. You're listening to me. It's 9 o'clock on the night of Jummah, and we are doing that deed which is the most beloved in the eyes of Allah. So my brothers, look, this is the night of Jummah, the barakah of the night of Jummah. You're doing this with love. This is the kalamat. We will recite great kalamats. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Who has read this? Bibi Hajra, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Big history, great kitabs on this kalamat. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. MashaAllah. The elders were sitting with it. Hazrat Muhajir Makki rahmatullahi stated, such great kitabs have written and recited and read that this is a big kalma. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. After that we'll recite la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Everybody knows this is a treasure from the treasures of Jannah. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Where was this read? In the stomach of the fish, the whale, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam. He read this. He said, doesn't matter how much difficulty comes in your life. This is Ism-e-Azam. Whoever reads this kalama and does dua, Allah Ta'ala will take his difficulties away from him. Alhamdulillah. So we'll read this. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Ah, such a great kalama, such a great kalama. This is the Ism-e-Azam of Allah as well. We do this dua, then inshallah the dua will be accepted. Nabi Al-Kareem, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, at the time of Badr, read this dua. Recited this dua. After this, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah aladhim. What beautiful kalamats. Allah Ta'ala says, I love these kalamats. I love these du'as and kalamats. Allah says, your tongues are light, but when you recite these kalamats, then so heavy will your tongues become that on the Day of Judgment, the scale of deeds will overweigh and tip over. When a person reads, Subhanallah wa bihamdi Subhanallah al-Azim, in hadith it is stated, if he has the sins more than the foam and the froth on the surface of the oceans and the sea, then they will be forgiven. We will recite this, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. What a great, great recitation. Great, great kalima. When you read this, then just like the leaves fall off the trees in autumn, your sins will fall off your bodies in the same way. And then what after that will we read? What other kalamas will we read? We'll read other kalamas, some du'as that we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are so weighty and blessed. We will read those also. This is such great dhikr that Allah Ta'ala says that all of this dhikr you will read, it will ascend. It will ascend. It will wrap up into a bundle. It will go to the heavens and it will reach to Allah. And Allah will say, it's my right upon you that whatever you ask me, I will give to you. Such a great hadith. Such a great hadith, my friends. Allahu Akbar. This is hamd. This is hamd, the praise of Allah. If I ask you, raise your hands. That has any one of you read this hadith today? Please. Has anyone of you read this dua today? You say, oh no, I read some Quran today, I read some Juz. No, no, my friends, this is a treasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has given to us this dhikr that we are meant to do, that nobody got the tawfiq today during the day that you could read this kalama. Allah's rahmah, this is a sahih hadith. Allah's rahmah, it goes through, cuts through the heavens, and it reaches down to the earth, to the servant of Allah. And Allah says, I look at that person with the sight of rahmah, mercy, and Allah says, it's my haq upon you that I forgive you. So promise, will you read this once in the day? Solid promise, has this become your wazifa? So whenever you hear it, read it once. And this hadith, keep it in your mind. That at this moment in time, Allah Ta'ala is merciful to us. Look at the treasures that you are taking away from this gathering. Is this not Allah Ta'ala's rahmah? Mercy? That such treasures Allah Ta'ala is giving to us and is descending upon us. We are sinners and badkar, and with our condition, how we came into the dhikr and what rahmah and mercy we have taken to get away from him. So inshallah, we'll start the dhikr of Allah and we close the light. We dim the light so we can focus on the dhikr of Allah. Then we'll do maraqbah, meditation on the name of Allah. And then we'll do dua. There are some people, Imam Sahib, mashallah, they will do dua after me because I'm not capable of doing dua. Can somebody do dua at the end?